感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
很高兴能够来到芝加哥。
I'm very pleased to be here in Chicago.
来和大家分享在台北市的召会，我们如何实行神命定的路。
I'm going to share with you how we practice God's ordained way in a church in Taipei.
今天早晨，和弟兄们要我分享如何进到这份的职事里。
This morning, the brother asked me to share how I enter into this ministry.
我用了一个词叫做迟钝。
I use a word, dull, slow.
那我们真的是迟钝，因为李弟兄在世的时候，我们都没有那么在意他的说话。
Because we are really slow, because when Brother Lee was still alive, we did not pay attention to his speaking.
没有让神圣的启示啊构成在我们里面。
We did not let the divine revelation constitute in our being.
就当时来说。
So for the time,
这个李弟兄在世，那么长的时间，因为我得救到今年是50多年。
Since the day I was saved, it has been 55 years.
李弟兄离世到现在快20年。
And since Brother Lee passed away, it has been 20 years.
那最少有30年。
So at least it's 30 years.
或多一点。
Or a little bit more.
这个我是在这份的职事中。
I was in this ministry.
那李弟兄，每一年在美国有这个夏季的训练，冬季的训练。
Every year in the States, Brother Lee has summer and winter training.
我们也很在意他的说话。
Of course, we pay attention to his speaking.
但是啊，在意和构成不太一样。
But paying that attention and being constituted are two different matters.
构成要付代价的。
To be constituted, we need to pay the price.
构成。李弟兄执事的末了，他提到我们需要借着导言备讲。
So at the end of his ministry, Brother Lee said that to be constituted, we need to PSRP.
来被神圣的真理构成。
To be constituted with a divine speaking.
总之，今天早晨在分享里，我和弟兄姊妹交通道。
So in the speaking this morning, I did share some of this.
关于主的仆人这个时代执事的带领。
Concerning the leading of the age.
我们是非常迟钝的。
We are very dull and slow.
那因着后面呢有一点的认知。
And because of a little understanding we have later on.
那跟在个人的服事上，或者我们一同配搭的人的服事上。
In our coordination of ourselves and with those one around us.
我们就有一个极大的转变。
We have a rapid turn.
在意的是让主的仆人。在一个地方的说话，称为全地普遍的说话。
Right, so our burden is to make sure our brother speaking in one place become the common speaking every place else.
那感谢主，这些年的一点的努力。
And because of endeavoring in these years,
第一，台湾的众召会目前都是紧紧跟随时代的说话。
All churches in Taiwan has been closely following the speaking in the ministry.
这个在海峡的另外一边大陆。
On the other side, in mainland China,
也是紧紧跟随这份的指示。
They also follow this ministry very closely.
东南亚、东北亚。
In Southeast and South North Asia.
也是紧紧跟随这个指示。
Also follow this ministry very closely.
每次特会训练完。
After every training and conference,
这个各地啊都是追求相同的信息。
Every place pursue the same speaking.
那在台湾呢，我们在意的还不光是追求相同的信息。
So in Taiwan, our burden is not just to pursue the same message.
我们学习用导言备讲。
We are learning to use PSRP
来被真理构成。
To be constituted with the truth.
学习走一条。被神圣真理构成的路。
Learning to walk a way to be constituted with divine truth.
这是今天早晨啊，交通的重点。
So this is the main point of our fellowship this morning.
迟钝。
Slow.
然后有一个积极的反应。
And we need to have a very positive response.
借着导言备讲。
Through the PSRP.
也要让主仆人在一地的说话，成为全地普遍的说话。
To let our Lord's servant speaking in one place to become the common speaking in all the earth.
经过这些年的努力，
through our enduring through all these years,
因为我们都在说相同的话，
because we are all speaking the same thing,
普遍性的在东南亚，
in prevailing in South, Southeast Asia,
或者中国大陆，
or in mainland China,
甚至在非洲，
even in Africa,
欧洲，
in Europe,
我们逐渐看到众教会都在相同的说话里。
We gradually see that all the churches are pursuing the same speaking.
我要这么说。
I need to say.
弟兄在世的时候没有这个情形。
I have to say that when Brother Lee was still with us, it wasn't the case.
这是早上我的交通。
So this is my fellowship this morning.
那晚上的交通啊，弟兄，希望我们说一点呢、啊，关于神命定的路。
But this evening we are here to fellowship concerning.God's ordained way.
那我们知道神命定的路啊，就是传扬福音、喂养圣徒、成全圣徒，然后主日伸言建造。
We know the God's ordained way is to preach the gospel, to shepherd a new one, to perfect the saints and to prophesy.
我们知道是一件事。
To know is one thing.
我们实行啊是另一件事。
But to practice is another different matter.
那关于这一面，
concerning this aspect,
其实就是这几年我们才蒙恩呢。
It's not until recent years we really had the blessing from the Lord.
大概从2010年。
Starting from 2001.
所以我给他一个很简单的词。
I'm giving a very simple phrase.
就是醒悟。醒悟。
Is to be enlightened.To wake up.
在那之前
Before that,
我们懂得主的仆人的带领。
We know the leading of God's servant.
我们也讲主仆人的带领。
We also speak what he spoke.
但是我们没有忠心的劳苦这样的来做。
But we were not faithful to labor in this way.
这个如果弟兄姊妹熟悉李弟兄啊，他是1984到1989，五年的时间在台湾。
If you know what Brother Lee done in 1984 and 1989, he was in Taiwan.
他要寻找一条按着圣经所启示。
He was seeking a way according to the revelation in the Bible.
神的儿女命定要实行神的路。
Yeah, a way that
侍奉神的路。
That God's children, an ordained way for God's children to serve the Lord.
李弟兄当初用命定这个词。
Brother Lee used the word ordained.
那就是说没有选项的。
That means there's no other choice.
神命定你要这样做。
God ordained you to do this.
不是由你来选择。
It's not for you to choose.
那我们通常啊，虽然四条路啊，这个生养教见呐、啊，这个每一条都不简单。
The four ways, in the God's ordained way, each one is not easy.
但是当我们走的时候啊。
And when we actually practice this,
比较会挑容易的去做。
We actually like to choose the easier one to practice.
譬如说口才好一点的人。
So those one who are elegant.
我有声音。
I did prophesy.
其他呢？其他都没有。
But reluctant to do the rest.
那有的人呢？就不太想来主日聚会。
And some doesn't like to come to the Lord's table.
就觉得在家里附近啊，聚会啊比较方便。
He felt it's more convenient to meet with a group that's near his house.
他只参加小排。
And he only attend a small group meeting.
就他有了选择，他是参加排。
Right, he has a choice to attend only the group.
传福音和牧养圣徒。
And to preach the gospel and shepherd the new one.
我们都知道这是神给神的儿女的一个使命。
We all know this is something that God has put on his children.
原谅我们这样交通。
Forget for this kind of fellowship.
这就是2010年我们醒悟的时候说的话。
This is what we have been awakened from.
什么话呢？
What is the speaking?
几乎没有人在做传福音和喂养信徒。
Almost nearly no one was doing the work of preaching the gospel and shepherding the saints.
不是说你这一年中绝对没有传过一次福音。
We're not saying that you don't preach the gospel at all throughout the year.
但是差不多每一周你没有一定传福音。
We are saying that during the week you probably did not go out and preach the gospel.
大家同意不同意我说的话？
Do you agree with me or not?
醒悟了之后，
after we have been awakened，
我们也有一个反应。
We also have a response。
我们要让主仆人在一地的带领。
We want to let the leading of our servant of the Lord
成为全地普遍的带领。
To become the universal leading practice in all the places。
两句话，要让主仆人的在一地的说话成为全地普遍的说话。
To let the Lord's servant speak in one place become a universal common speaking.
我们也要让主仆人在一地的带领能够成为全地普遍的带领。
And the other one is to let the Lord's servant's leading to become the common leading all in universal.
因为主仆人的带领他没有是按着天然工作的带领。
Because the leading of our Lord's servant is not according to his natural counsel.
他完全是照着圣经所启示。
Because his leading was according to the revelation in the Bible.
神的儿女是需要这样实行的。
God's children need to practice this way.
我先这样说。
I will say this first.
1948年。
In 1948.
尼托森弟兄在他恢复执事的时候呢。
When Brother Nee recovered his ministry.
他盼望全教会起来传福音。
He was hoping that the whole church will raise up and preach the gospel.
他说，如果哪一天全教会起来传扬福音，
He said, if one day the whole church rise up to preach the gospel,
在地上，世界的人将会发现，在教会出来了新奇的事。
The people will start realizing that from the churches, God is doing a new work.
这个弟兄姊妹知道啊，尼弟兄的执事非常特殊，也是非常强。
We all know that Brother Nee's ministry is very special and also very powerful.
在尼弟兄这么强的带领下
，Even under such a powerful leading，
他竟然说了似乎啊蛮消极的话。
It seems that he spoke something very passively.
他说，照着目前的情形
，He said, according to the current situation，
主再过2000年也不可能回来。
He said, according to our situation, the Lord will not be able to come back after 2000 years.
主回来有一个特点。
Because when the Lord comes back, there's a character.
一定是人人尽功用。
It's that everyone will function.
那在历史上，这个神的儿女被仇敌来破坏。
Throughout the history, the God's children has been damaged by the enemy.
主要就是三方面。
It's pretty much based on three aspects.
第一方面就是在真理上。
First is on the aspect of the truth.
特别是对于基督的认识和经历上。
According to our experience of Christ,
受到破坏。
It has been damaged.
第二，
Second aspect,
身体的一被破坏。
Is the oneness of the body.
早年在天主教表面上看是一个系统。
Superficially outside, it seems that the Catholic Church is one system.
那是另一种极端的破坏。
That is another extreme of damaging.
那是一个组织。
Because that's an organization.
不是生机体。
It's not an organism.
改教后。
After the
天主教啊出来。
Since that we came out of the Catholic system.
但是呢，基督徒啊分裂又分裂，分裂又分裂。
But after that, the Christian among ourselves started dividing, division after division.
第三。
Number three.
仇敌破坏的。就是基督身体上的肢体啊，人人不尽功用。
The enemy is trying to damage our organic function of the members of the body.
那主要回来。
And when the Lord wants to come back.
这三方面全数要得恢复。
All these three aspects has to be recovered.
感谢主，在第一方面。
Praise the Lord in the first aspect.
真理的认识上。
In our knowing the truth.
接着尼弟兄、李弟兄，啊，相继的往前。
Based on Brother Nee and Brother Lee's seeing, we have gone forward.
今天在主的恢复里啊，真理达到高峰。
Today in the recovery, the truth had reached its highest peak.
第二
，Number two.
今天大家有留意到，在主恢复中啊，讲身体是讲得非常强的。
Everyone also pay attention that we have spoken strongly concerning the body.
要给大家看，地方召会不过是一个手续。
We have to know the local church is just a procedure.
目标乃是建造基督生机的身体。
Our goal is to build up the organic body of Christ.
我们人虽然在一个地方，
although we are in one place,
但是我们关心的 我们建造的是整个基督宇宙的身体。
What we care and what we do is to build up the body of Christ.
那关于这一方面，李弟兄在他离世前就鼓励我们尽可能众召会相调。
So, based on this, the brother Lee encouraged us that we need to blend more.
不光是芝加哥区域性的可以来会所相调。
Not only that in the greater Chicago area to blend here.
我们可以中西部的调。
We also need to blend in Midwest.
也可以啊，全地的调。
And also blend through the whole earth.
那今天早晨呢、啊，就有弟兄说啊，好像是 Bill 说的嘛，是要到台湾啊。
So Brother Bill says, "Sure that we should visit Taiwan."
我马上就说阿门。
And my immediate response is say, "Amen."
2018年
2018.
这个二月份的华语特会。
In February, there is an international Chinese.
芝加哥组一团。
Chicago need to form a group.
到台湾访问去。
Go visit Taiwan.
你们阿门不阿门啊
？Do you all know my speaking or not?
啊，就声音不够大啊。
You're not loud enough.
好好祷告啊。
You need to pray for this.
因为时间还早。
Because we're still early.
如果经济有问题的，存一点钱。
If you are short of finance, you need to start saving up.
假期啊，也要省一省，不要用在别的事上。
You need to save your vacation too.
这个有份于整个基督身体的相调。对我们来认识身体、经历身体非常有益处。
To be able to participate in the blending of the body really helps us to know and experience the body.
那严格来说，在真理上、在相调上、认识身体上啊，这个今天在主的恢复里都有相当程度的进展。
Strictly speaking, in concerning knowing truth and also keeping building out the body, we are certain understand.Certain amount of experience.
但是非常可惜的
But regrettably,
就是在生养教诫的事上
In our gospel preaching, shepherding the new one,
就大家可以选择
We have a lot of choice.
因着要选择
Because we have choice.
所以呢，就没有全部实行
We did not practice completely.
这就是2010年呢、啊，这个我个人醒悟的，这个。醒悟的时候
So this was what I was awakened for in 2010.
2010年是什么年呢
You know what year is that?
是李弟兄离开台湾20年后
Is the year 20 years since Brother Lee left Taiwan.
李弟兄在台湾的时候
When Brother Lee was in Taiwan,
信仰教诫我们是都做的
We do all the four aspects of gospel day and way.
李弟兄走的时候还特别交托
So before he went away,He admonished us.
如果你们去查这个搜寻呢、啊，知识信息的带领。
If you search all the ministry books,
当时李弟兄说，现在啊，福家排区的架构在台北已经建立。
He said the structure of God's Southern Way has been established in a church in Taipei.
这个福啊，就是传福音。
Gospel is to preach the gospel.
家就是喂养圣徒。
Home is to shepherd the new one.
台啊就是成全圣徒。
The group is to perfect the saints.
不要太常聚、太大的聚会，也就是区聚会。来啊，叫大家人人有机会来生言。
Right, don't just meet in district and big groups. That will now function in prophesying.
这个是在1989，在台北就完全建立起来。
So this was.Complete build up in Taipei in 1989.
我等一下和大家讲讲故事，大家就知道。
I will tell you a story.
那这个无论如何
，Nevertheless,
当尼弟兄的时代呢，尼托森弟兄的时代
，In Brother Nee's era,
这个这个人人尽功用啊，没有做出来。
That the functioning of every member was not carried out.
这样一晃。就快三四十年。
So the time flies by now is 30 and 40 years later.
到1984到1989这五年。
Until now.
Oh, no. 1984到1989。
1989.
我还是要强调一下，弟兄姊妹，可能有人知道，可能有人不知道。你弟兄在生命读经。新约讲完了，下了一个决定。
So after Brother Lee finished the life study of the New Testament,
那是1984年的夏天。
That's 1984 summertime.
他结束后 他做了一个决定。
After he finished the life study, he made a decision.
要到台湾去。
He's going to Taiwan.
他为什么要到台湾去呢？
Why did he went to Taiwan?
有一天他跟我们讲，讲故事。
One day he told us the story.
他说从1980开始。
From 1980.
他发现主的恢复无论在东方无论在西方都停滞了。
He realized the Lord's recovery has stopped moving forward in both east and west.
那他所讲的停滞，我们到后来我们才知道。
We later realized what he meant by being still.
不是讲神圣启示停滞。
He was not referring to the divine revelation.
因为1980年，他看见神的分赐。
Because in 1980 he saw the dispensation of God.
1984年。他又看见神的经纶。
He saw the economy of God.
到1996年。
In 1996.
到1994年。
1994.
他又看见启示的高峰。
He see the high peak of revelation.
所以关于神圣的启示没有停滞。
So according to the divine revelation has never stopped.
他发现的停滞是什么呢？
What he found has been
就是众召会啊，年年都有聚会。
Is that we have meeting year after year.
但是啊，你去看。总的来说，人数都没有加增。
Yet the number has not increased.
那时候他最忧虑的还不是美国。
And the one that he worried the most was not United States.
最忧虑的是台北。
He was worried about Taipei.
因为台北当时是主的恢复在海外人数最多的一处的召会。
Because at that time, Taipei has the most.The largest number in the Lord's recovery at the time.
人数大概在3000人。
It was around 3,000 saints.
我也不知道芝加哥人口多少。
I don't know how many people we have in Chicago.
970万。
We have 9 million people in Chicago.
台北只有270万。
And in Taipei, we only have two million people.
这三分一，四分一。
So it's about one third.
那时候台北只有3000人。
At that time, there's only 3,000 saints in Taipei.
那他忧虑的是什么呢？
So what was he worrying about?
常常他回到台北。
It's often when he went back to Taiwan.
你们现在有多少人聚会啊？
He asked how many saints are meeting there.
3000.
3,000.
刚刚我们回到台湾了，你们现在多少人聚会啊？
After 2 years, he returned to Taiwan. He asked the same question.
3000.
3,000.
十年后回来了，你们人数现在多少人聚会啊？
And 10 years later, he asked the same question.
3000.
3,000.
李弟兄啊，很纳闷。
So Brother Lee was really puzzled.
我们年年都收进人。
Every year we baptize new ones.
人数跑到哪里去了？
Where did these people go?
人数跑哪里去了？
Where did they go? Where the numbers?
那当然，弟兄们就说，都到美国了。
Brother said they all came to the states.
不过从某方面来讲也是真的。
In a way, it's kind of true.
年轻人上进一点的，要留学的都走了。
All the ones that who wanted further study, they went abroad.
那李弟兄说，你们在讲理由。
And Brother Lee said, you are making excuse.
所以他回到台湾。
So he went back to Taiwan.
第一个就兴起，全召会起来传福音。
The first thing that he did was to raise up the church to preach the gospel.
我还很有意向啊，投音场，李弟兄鼓励啊，我们传福音。
First message he said he encouraged us to preach the gospel.
因为大会啊。全台湾圣徒们都来
，because all the saints came in this big gathering.
聚可以聚到近10000人。
It's almost 10,000 saints was gathering in this gathering.
李弟兄鼓励我们传福音。
The Brother Lee encouraged us to preach the gospel.
讲完了。
After that,
李弟兄就说啊，谁有心愿
？Whoever has such a heart.
一年。
One year.
你猜，他说带几个人受浸了
？That You guess how many people did he say we need to?
他说在现场的。
Those one who are present.
一万人中。
In 10,000 people.
谁有心愿今年要带50人受浸的，请站起来。
Those one who have burden to bring 50 people into the Lord, please raise up.
我们这是李弟兄啊，是不是癫狂了？
We thought the Brother Lee was kind of out of himself.
大家东看西看。
Everybody was looking around.
终于有不怕死的。
They see that if anyone stood up,
站起来
and raise up.
当然大家也很呢，这个受激励，鼓励啊。
Of course, everybody was encouraged and was trying to encourage one another.
接着主仆人说：“那么有心愿今年带啊， 四十人受浸的请站起来。
So he changed the question. Who has a burden to bring 40 people into the Lord?
哎，多了一点，但是还是很少。
There were more people, but still few.
往三十讲。
Then he continued with 30
people. 往二十讲。
Then 20 people.
讲到十的时候呢
？Then 10 people.
我们当时都背责任了。
We all bear responsibility.
不好意思，不站起来。
We were shameful to not stand up.
以前都没有，一个都没有，那么十个，现在就是说很多不怕死的都站起来，我们也该站起来了吧？所以，好啊，这时候我们就看呐、啊，各地教会负责弟兄啊，都全站起来了。
So before this, we had none, but we were very shameful and we bear responsibility, and all the responsible one in the churches raise up.
那是一个激发我们去传福音的一个开始。
That was an opportunity that really pushed us to go on and preach the gospel.
不过严格来说
，But strictly speaking,
那一年我一个也没带得救。
I did not bring anyone to the Lord that year.
只是有心愿就是了啊。
But I do have a heart, though.
但是也是稀奇的。
But it was strangely.
1986，在两年之后呢
？After 2 years, 1986.
一年中我就带了24个人受浸。
In 1 year, I brought 24 people to the Lord.
那。这个我要这样把故事这么来说啊。
I'm telling a story in this manner.
李丁回到台湾，第一个来建立我们小排的生活。
The first thing that he established when he came back to Taiwan.
他说，这是召会建造的基层。
This is the foundation of the church meeting.
如果召会没有这个小的这种的聚会。
If the church does not have the group meeting,
就好像啊，就没有根基啊。
It's like not having foundation.
这个不会稳固的。
It's not going to be stable.
我听说在芝加哥地区啊，小排聚会的人比主日人多。
I heard that there's a lot more people meeting in groups than the one coming to the Lord's table.
从某个角度来说，这里召会建造的基层啊，蛮牢靠的。
So in this sense, we are very stable here.
那第二呢
？Foundation.
从1986年。
Yeah, from 1986,
李弟兄就办在台北啊，就办了这个全时间训练。
Brother Lee started training in Taipei.
没想到，第一期参加的人就是650人。
The first term has 625.
650。
650.
那这个参加的圣徒们呢、啊，非常多。
There was a lot of participants.
这个台北啊，我们根本没有设施。
We did not have any equipment to accommodate so many people.
我们就一般的这个会所的这个一间呢、啊，比这个一般的学校的教室还小一点的地方。
So we were all at a room that's smaller than the half of a classroom in normal school.
就住28个人。
We had 28 saints living in one room.
哦，现在想起都不敢想。
It was unthinkable, right?
啊、
Now I consider it.
美国来的要吃啊西餐。
The one from the States, they want to have American.
东南亚来的是要吃中餐。
And the one from the Southwest, they want to eat Chinese food.
所以为了吃饭方便，时间要分开。
And because for the convenience of certain meal,
很多故事我不细讲。
The meal time has to be separate.
但无论如何，就开发了叩门传扬福音的路。
But starting from that time, we start to door knocking and to preach the gospel.
挨家挨户的叩门。
We knock on door from house to house.
那这样实行了有相当的时间。
We practice this for an extensive time.
短短的一年半。
After 1.5 years,
你们知道在台北带了多少人受浸吗
？Do you know how many people we brought to the Lord?
38,000人受浸。
38,000People.
现在都不敢想。
Now is a number that we cannot.
你到人家家，传福音。
We go to their house, we preach the gospel.
然后呢，当场就在他家的浴缸。
And we baptize them in their own bathtub.
给他受浸，不简单。
It was not easy.
那这个实行因为非常有效。
Because it was very effective.
主的仆人马上就研究。
So, brother,
人得救是需要有家中喂养的。
The Lord's servant started to study that after they're being saved, they need to be shepherded.
所以他就请书房去编制了喂养的材料。
So he asked the gospel book room to publish some material for the shepherding ones.
那时候就编了这个生命课程。
So at that time, he started to put together the life lesson.
那李弟兄说，到人家家
，When we go to people's house，
就是陪人家读读生命课程。
We will read the life lesson to them。
不要去讲
，Don't speak。
要重读、重读、活读、道读。
We need to speak repeatedly, pray read, and emphasis to read these.
这是李弟兄啊，在台北啊，开了大会啊。来鼓励圣徒们要去做这事。
This is what Brother Lee encouraged us in the big meeting.
那当场找了两位弟兄出来啊，操练。
During the meeting, Brother Lee asked two brothers to come out.
我就是其中一个被抓出来的。
I was one of them.
这个李弟兄说啊，不要讲。
Brother Lee said, "Don't speak."
所以那天呢，我们战战兢兢。
So I was kind of nervous.
一句话都没讲。
I did not speak a word.
但是、啊、什么重读、活读、活读要很活嘛。导读这个我们做的干巴巴的。
So we did not really know how to read in a really lively way or to pray read in a very lively way.
结果李弟兄说很好啊。
Brother Lee say very good.
哦，后来我们懂了，真的不要我们讲。
So what Brother Lee really meant was don't speak yourself.
他大概要引诱我们讲啊，还好我们都没讲啊。
He was tempting us to speak, but we glad we did not speak.
这是他第三个。做的
This is what he done. That was the third item.
我再讲一下，请大家记得，八四年做小牌。
So 1998, he started a small group.
八六年做传福音。
So 1989 to preach the gospel.
福音一开始就成功。
So the gospel was a success.
一两个月之后，马上做家的喂养。
So after 2 months, we start the shepherding in the house.
这样就到了八七年的年底。
So at the end of 1987.
那么李弟兄呢就觉得时间到了。
Brother Lee felt it was the right time.
在台北的召会可以来实行啊伸言的聚会。
That we can start the meeting for prophesying.
他说每一个区
，Every district，
40-50人
，40-50 people，
用两个小时
，use 2 hours
来聚会
，to meet together。
那这个他安排了这个伸言聚会。后的三天
，So after you arrange the prophesying meeting 3 days later，
我的印象就是11月11号。
My impression was November 11, 1984.
87.
87.
1987年，这个李弟兄啊，因为他要回美国去服事啊，感恩节特会。
Because he needed to come back to the States to speak on the Thanksgiving conference.
一个老人不会啊，很临时回去的。
Of course, an elder person would not go back so suddenly.
我们才刚刚开始来做伸言。
So we just began to prophesy.
结果他要跑了。
Then he is gone.
他自己也很担心。
Of course, he was worried himself.
他就召聚啊，临时的同工聚会。
So he gathered all the co-workers.
交通了一段呢，他肺腑心肠的话。
So he fellowshiped something deep within his heart.
他说。尼弟兄在世啊，进执事的时候。
So when Brother Nee was ministering,
他执事是非常清楚。
His ministry was very clear.
所以啊，李弟兄说，我就采取一个态度。
So I only hold one attitude.
把尼托森弟兄所看见的实行出来。
To do whatever the Brother Washington Nee said to carry out.
所以尼弟兄在世的时候啊，因着李弟兄采取这个态度，所以就带进烟台召会的大复兴，上海召会的大复兴。
So because Brother Lee took this way when Brother Lee was alive, he ushered in the great revival in Chifu.
后来到了台湾，刚刚开始的一个大复兴。
And after that, he came to Taiwan, also had this kind of revival.
这个故事只有李弟兄讲，我们都不晓得。
This story was only known by Brother Lee. We did not know.
幼小的，搞不清楚。
Because we were young.
李弟兄说，当时啊，他台湾走了一圈。
After he went around Taiwan one circle.
他都不想在那里做工。
Brother Lee did not want to work in Taiwan.
因为啊，当时的台湾非常穷困。
Because at that time Taiwan was very backward.
再加上天气热。
And it was hot.
人啊，穿鞋子都是穿那个木头做的木屐。
Everybody was wearing wooden slippers.
那个走在路上啊，踢踢踏，踢踢踏响。
And making those noises.
跑来聚会。
And they came to the meeting.
在当时啊，很多聚会都是用日本留下来的这个那种的住宅。
So a lot of meeting place was still meeting in the house was left by the Japanese.
这个不晓得西国的弟兄姊妹知道不知道？那叫榻榻米啊。
Those,
用草编的。
The flooring was called tatami.
那每一个人来聚会啊，袜子也不穿。
And everybody who come to meeting, they don't.
脚踏实地的来了。
And it wear their wooden slippers.
然后这个木屐啊，就放在外头。
And they put
进到里头，坐下来，脚就伸到他前面。哎呀，他说 and, 这么粗鲁的地方。
So when people come and sit down, they will put their feet in front of Brother Lee.
他是一个北方人。
And Brother Lee is from the north.
那个北方人因为冷。
Because it's cold.
所以啊，文化就相对高尚一点。
And the culture was more cultivated.
来到台湾，看文化这么低。
And when he came to Taiwan, we saw this situation.
他都不想做工。
He did not want to start a work.
但是无论如何啊，尼迪翁差他来了。
But Brother Lee sent him.
他全岛走了一圈。
So he went through all the places in Taiwan.
他告诉我们，当时啊，有500个弟兄姊妹都是从中国大陆迁徙过来的。
So at that time, there were 500 saints who came from mainland China.
他无论如何，他觉得还有可做的。
So he felt that there was still possibility to start work in Taiwan.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
圣灵啊，大大做工。
So the Spirit really was working in Taiwan.
我们现在弟兄姊妹都不知道当时的情形。李弟兄说，短短只是五年。
So in very short period of time of 5 years.
人数从500聚到50,000人。
So the number increased from 500 to 50,000.
这个百倍的成长。
It was a hundredfold increase.
所以这些李弟兄都看过了。
And Broadly, of course, you have seen all this.
譬如刚刚开始在美国加州的时候。
So when Broadly came to California in the beginning.
人数也是啊，繁增的很快。
The number also increased very rapidly in the beginning.
李弟兄从60年到70年。
From the 60s to the 70s.
发现召会。主日平均的繁增是33%。
He realized that the increase percentage from in the Lord's on the Lord's day was 133%.
现在我们
33%，
1%都不一定有。
But today we probably don't even have an increase of 1%.
当时他做了33%。
At that time the increase was 33%.
根据啊，10年内，
已
过。
In the past within
62年他来吗？到72年那就10年了。他看这个十年呢，教会每年繁增33%。
So from 62 to 67.
所以李弟兄啊，在七零还是七二，他就做了一个预算。
So in the 70, he did a calculation.
那个预算，现代的人我们都不知道。
So a lot of us did not know what he did in the.
有一天，余杰林弟兄。
One day, Brother Andrew Yu.
到了台湾那个刘穗弟兄的家里。
He came to Brother Liu's place in Taiwan.
那刘穗弟兄啊，他现在是超过90岁的童工。
So Brother Liu, he is over 90 years old. He's a co-worker.
刘穗弟兄就给他看李弟兄所做的预算。
He showed Brother Andrew the calculation that Brother Lee did.
哦，余杰林看了，好喜欢了。他说：“你好不好把这个给我？”
When Brother Andrew saw it, he was so happy. He said, "Can you give this to me?"
后来啊，我们就在同工聚会把它放出来了。
So we shared this during the co-workers meeting.
我们都吓一跳。
And we were greatly surprised.
李弟兄期望召会每年的成长是33%。
Brother Lee hoped that the growth of the church will increase 33% annually.
但无论如何
，nevertheless，
在这个。1987年
，in 1987，
这个在台北设立了这个圣言聚会后
，after he established the prophesying meeting in Taipei，
李弟兄说
，Ali said，
尼托森弟兄在世的时候，他采取一个态度
，when Washerman Nee was alive， he had one attitude，
要把尼托森弟兄所看见的实行出来
，Brother Lee want to carry out whatever Brother Lee has，
结果就带进了很多不同地方的复兴
，therefore because。This was his attitude. He brought out a lot of revivals.
那底下呢，他就带着责备。
So following that, he had some rebuking words.
那时候是1987了。
It was 1987.
台北的工作是1948开始。
The work in Taipei started in 1948.
就快40年了。
It's almost 40 years.
他说这近40年以来，他却没有看见一个同工。
Throughout the 40 years, he had not seen one single coworker.
采取他早年跟随尼托森弟兄的态度。
Not one coworker took the attitude he had when he followed Brother
Wapman. 把他所看见的实行出来。
To carry out what Brother Lee has and make it real.
那当然，李弟兄讲这个话不会说当时的我们呢，我们还年轻呢。
Of course, we were young at that time.
他是说当时年长的。
He was speaking mainly to the elder ones.
那借此来激发我们。
But he was encouraging us.
要把他所看见的实行出来。
That we need to carry out whatever that he has.
这样就到了1989。
So until 1989,
李弟兄啊，把全时间英语西国的就摆到了这个 Anaheim。
So Brother Lee started training in Anaheim in 1989.
那在东方的就托给台湾。
So all the work in the East, he gave the responsibility to Taiwan.
那他离开了之后呢，只有在90年回来一次，就没有回来了。
So after he left, he only came back in 1990 once.
那因着李弟兄不在。
And because Brother Lee wasn't there.
加上我们这个叩门呢。
And plus our knocking doors.
每一个人家大概就是叩了好几次了。
And we have multiple knocking on the same door.
慢慢人厌烦我们去人家家。
So people are starting to get really tired of us.
那我们也没有第二条路传福音。
And we did not have another way, another many to
preach
the gospel.
慢慢就没做了。
So slowly, gradually, we stopped practicing.
然后呢，没有传福音。
No preaching the gospel.
那自然喂养圣徒啊，就没得可做了。
Of course, then there was no one to shepherd.
虽然我们都知道要喂养，没有人可以喂养。
We all know we need to shepherd the new one, but there was no one to shepherd.
所以啊，召会在新路的架构上啊，只剩下了小牌跟主日的申言。
So therefore, the structure in gospel then way what was left was to have the group meeting and prophesying.
一晃20年。
And time passed by is 20 years already.
2009, 也就是20年后。
After 20 years,
有一处的召会在台湾的台中。
There was a church in Taizong, in Taiwan.
是台湾的中部。
It's in the middle of Taiwan.
那他们就发现了，已过他们试着做活力牌。
They found out that in the past they were trying to do the vital group.
弟兄姊妹知道活力牌是怎么开始的呢
？Do you know how to start a vital group？
是有一个这个有心为着主的恢复繁增的人。
Oh, it was a person who has a burden for the increase in the Lord's recovery.
他们是胜过杀敌的死城。
They overcame the deadness of Sardis.
胜过老底家的不冷不热。
They overcame the lukewarmness of Laodicea.
也胜过衰老信徒的不结果子。
And they overcame the barrenness of fruit bearing.
他们有心要为着主恢复的扩增，把自己奉献给主。
They consecrated themselves for the increase of the Lord.
由这么样一个人开始。
They start with this one person.
找到同伴。
They find a companion.
然后呢，这个彼此祷告。
And they pray together.
然后呢，这个彼此。把个人认识的福音朋友，这个摆出来，一同祷告。
And they start putting forward all the people they know, their gossip friend.
然后他们在寻求主的引导。
And as they are praying for these,
到底要跟哪一位开始传福音
？Who should they start to preach the gospel to？
这就是活力派。
This is vital group.
在台湾呢、啊，这个自从李弟兄讲活力派之后呢
，In Taiwan, after Brother Lee shared concerning the vital group,
大家也想操练。
Everybody want to practice.
可是任何一处的召会操练，不到半年又停了。
Every locality who start practice, they stop after half a year.
始终没有一个福音的生活。
They did not have a living a preaching gospel.
一直到2009。
It wasn't until 2009.
我们台中的召会做一个见证。
The church in Taizong had a testimony.
他们说啊。我们需要在身体里力量才会出得来。
We need to do this in the body to have the energy, the strength.
我们就改一个方式。
So let's change a little bit.
每一周啊，就定一个晚上。
Every week, let's appoint a lot of portion of time.
就是像 设定这个祷告聚会一样。
Just like how we set apart a time to pray.
当时他们设定了周三晚上。
So they appoint Wednesday night.
愿意传福音的弟兄姊妹都来。
Those who want to preach the gospel, they can come.
一同祷告。
We pray together.
然后呢，以活力牌的方式两两三三出去传福音。
And according to the principle of vital group, go out two by or three.
他们说，哎，这样就能够使福音传出去了。
And they say this is how we start preaching the gospel.
当时呢，我听到他们的见证。
And when I heard this testimony from them,
这个非常受震撼。
I was really shocked.
因为啊，发现啊，在我所在的地方根本就没有福音生活。
And because at where I was at, there was no gospel preaching.
我们有一两个月啊，传一次福音。
We did preach the gospel once or two months.
但是我们没有周周传福音。
But we did not preach the gospel in weekly.
那个，感谢主，到了2010年。
And until 2010,
我们就下定决心了。
We have a resolution.
要定一个晚上。
We want to consecrate one night.
学习在台中的召会。
To learn from the church in Taizong.
好了，现在要定哪一天？
So which night should we choose?
周一。
Monday?
不行，因为有长老侍奉聚会。
Because we have the coordination of the responsibility.
周二。不行，因为有祷告聚会。
Tuesday we have prayer meeting.
周三。不行，因为长老们啊，这个两周要聚一次全台北的长老聚会。
Because Wednesday there was a bi-weekly meeting of the elders.
周四周五不行，因为有小牌聚会。
And Thursday, Friday we have the group meeting.
周六不行。
And
Saturday. 因为难得一个假期，要带孩子出去走一走。
Because we need to take our kids out.
后来
this weekend.
大家说，那主日晚上呢？
And what about Lord's Day night?
没人讲话。
Nobody spoke.
因为实在不想主日晚上。
Because they don't want to go out.
因为第二天要上班。
Because they have to work the next day.
但是呢，我们就东看西看。
So we look around.
我是把心路历程讲给大家啊。
I share all my experience with you.
这个最后啊，我们就定了主日晚上。
So we finalized to go out on the Lord's Day night.
我们就鼓励圣徒们。
We encourage the saints.
我现在写在黑板白板这个白板上，这个黑板上。
I'm going to write something on the board.
这个2010年
In 2011 or 2010
这个那时候我们平均聚会的人数是187
We have an average of 187 saints meeting on Lord's Day.
顺便告诉大家
And
台北的统计是非常确实的。
The statistic in Taipei
不是算数字的。
It's not just counting a number.
是统计人名字的。
We calculate the saints. We count them one by their names.
然后呢，从九月到十二月。
Starting from September to December.
大概有17-18周。
It was around 17 to 18 weeks.
扣掉两次，最高的。扣掉两次，最低的。
We take out the highest average number and the lowest average number.
Not average. 两次。
The max and minimum. Okay, twice.
那其他13次，求取平均。
And we average the 13 weeks, the number of the saints.
这就是我们真实的情形。
That's our real number, 187.
我们在2010年的时候
，In 2010,
我们主日聚会平均是187。
The average saints meeting on Lord's Day is 187.
好，我们就鼓励圣徒们啊出去传福音。
So we encourage the saints to go out and preach the gospel.
还不错，60个人出去。
Not bad. We have 60 saints.
三分一，哈利路亚。
1/3 of saints went out.
啊，但是呢，这个才做了半年。
After half a year.
35个人。
We only have 35 saints going out.
这个，但无论如何还好了，还有人嘛。
It's not bad. Still people going out.
唯一我们呐、啊，比较关切的就是受浸的人数。
What we really care is how many people has been baptized.
那时候我们受浸的人数啊，41人。
There was a total number of 41 people who got baptized.
那这个2009啊， 我们没有这样做。
In 2009, we did not practice.
刚好我们受洗人数也是
41。We also baptized 41.
所以啊，我们大家多拿一个晚上。
So we took out one more night of our week.
这个主跟我们开玩笑，
又不过
一下，受浸还是一样多人。
Why do we have the same number of baptized?
很多弟兄们就在想啊，我们值得不值得这样做了？
Is it worth it to take this way?
但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
当时啊，我们在侍奉聚会弟兄们呢、啊，
when we're in a coordination,
就逐渐交通出来了。
Then we fellowship something.
明明是在主恢复的一条路，因着我们20年没有在意，都停下来了。
There was a way that was obvious in the Lord's recovery of 20 years.
我们现在在意的，不是啊，受浸多少人。
What we really care is not how many people get baptized.
我们就在意一件事啊，坚定持续实行神命定的路。
What we really care about is to carry out God's ordained way steadfastly.
这样，到2014。
So, the time flies to 2014.
我们就从35人啊。
We increased from 35.
做到80人出去。
We have 80 saints going out.
每一周80个人拿出2小时出去传。
Every week, Every saint went out for 2 hours.
去年2015
last year, 2015,
我们出门的110位出去。
There are a total 110 saints went out for the gospel.
你看，从早先60个降到35，到80，到去年110。
So start from 60, drop to 35, increase to 80, now 110.
现在，当然，我们现在主日平均聚会。287人。
So our average number in Lord's Day table increased to 287.
短短这几年呢，足足加
5 years. The Lord grant us 100 saints increase.
那我现在讲的一件事，就是有一条路，负责弟兄们要带头。
What I'm saying right now is there's a way, but the leading one has to
带着圣徒们呐、啊、走出去。
They have to take the saints to go out.
那当然，负责弟兄年纪啊是70-80岁了。
I know the responsible one is 80 and 70 years old.
他们是不需要出去的，来为我们祷告。
They don't need to go out; they just need to pray for us.
年长的弟兄姊妹，70-80岁的就在家里为我们祷告。
They need to pray for us at their homes.
但是70岁以下的，
不是说
你50岁以下的，甚至啊，你30岁以下，你应该要出去的。
We need to go out.
哎，我这样讲，大家阿门不阿门
？Do you amen what I said? Really?
今天不是听到啊。
Today we are not trying to listen to a message.
今天是和大家做见证。
This is a testimony.
结果2011年。
2011.
我们受浸63。
We baptized 63.
2012年。
2012.
我们受浸84。
We baptized 84.
2013年。
2013.
我们受浸97。
We baptized 97.
2014.
2014,
我们受浸102。
We baptized 102.
2015, 我们受浸104。
And last year we baptized 104.
你看啊，我完全就是前几年的3倍。
It's an increase of threefold from the first year.
照会不传福音。
If the church doesn't preach the gospel.
照会不喂养圣徒。
If we don't feed the new ones.
说照会人数会增。
And to say that the number will increase.
这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
大家同意不同意啊
？Do you agree with me?
如果今天在美国大家都不生小孩
，If today nobody have kids in the states，
现在在台湾呢、啊、有最大的危机啊。
The biggest danger in Taiwan，
全世界结婚的夫妇生孩子最低的就是台湾。
Taiwan has the lowest birth rate compared to the rest of the world。
一对夫妇。
One couple
结了婚的
，who are married，
只会生0.78个人。
Will only give birth to 0.7 kids。
这个全世界最低。
It's the lowest of the world。
所以啊，台湾的人口就负成长、负成长、负成长。
So the growth is negative。
啊，这个特别特别
，especially
就是明年开始。
Starting next year。
大概啊，1/3的大学都要关门。
1/3 of college is going to be closed.
没有学生。
Because there's no student.
没有人来读啊。
Nobody come here and study.
所以目前在台湾读大学很简单。
So now nowadays to study in college is very easy.
你考的最低18分也可以入学。
You can have a lower score of 18.
当然如果两岸通了之后大陆人去读就感谢主了。
Praise the Lord, if the mainland China and Taiwan connected, maybe some from mainland China will come to study in Taiwan.
所以现在台湾啊你生孩子政府就给钱了。
So today, if you give a birth, and the government will support you.
生产一个。
If you give birth to one.
给美金啊330块钱。
They will give you $330.
每个月再给你150块美金，一直到你啊读小学。
And every month they will give you $150 until they go to elementary school.
这些年有一点突破，有人愿意生了。
Because of this, people are willing to have kids.
现在我们在美国也面临这个问题啊。
We don't have this problem in the States.
大家要拿起负担，怎么突破
？How do we break through?
不能让它就这么下去啊。
We cannot continue this way.
这是2010年。
So this is 2010.
我们的醒悟。
This is what we're looking for.
醒悟之后就开始做了这件事。现在你看这个比例哈。
So you look at this ratio.
我们一年以前是258人。
So we have 258.
这个258跟这个110。
So compared to 110. 大概是
40%多。
So this is 44% increase.
我们早年啊60的时候呢三分一都还没有。
In the early days, it was less than 30%.
我们现在呢是啊超过40%。
Now is...surpassing 40%.
圣徒们可以抽周出外访人传福音。
Now they can every week the saints can go out and.
然后从2010年
，and starting from 2010,
从一个会所
，from one meeting hall
就变两个会所
，two meeting hall
变三个会所
，now it's three meeting hall
就变一处召会，两处召会
，and becoming one church.
现在全台的众召会，全部一周拿一个晚上。
So now all the church in Taiwan.Will take out some time during the week to go preach the gospel.
坚定持续
steadfast and preach the gospel.
不光是在台湾
not only in Taiwan.
在菲律宾也交通这事
We also fellowship this in Philippines.
在马来西亚我们也交通这事
In Malaysia,
在韩国我们也交通这事
We fellowship this in Korea.
这都是我们可以服侍到的范围
This is all the places we can serve.
我们就鼓励圣徒们
We encourage the saints.
忠信的
faithfully
拿一个晚上
Every week we need to take out one night.
访人传福音
to visit people and preach the gospel.
叩门难，你就在啊马路口就好了。
If knocking doors too hard, then we can preach on the corner of the street.
然后呢，这个周周坚定持续。
So, but to do this faithfully, steadfastly.
那去年的这个时候呢
？And last year this time,
我们突然又醒悟一件事。
We also realized another matter.
我们根本没有喂养圣徒。
We did not feed the new one.
我们有给弟兄姊妹知道要喂养圣徒。
We didn't let them know you need to shepherd the new one.
但是事实上我们没有喂养圣徒。
But in reality, we did not shepherd them.
你说你有人就说你怎么知道没有呢
？How do you know that we did not shepherd them?
很简单。
Very easy.
问你自己有没有
？You ask yourself.
我说我没有。
I did not.
连那带头的、背负责任的都没有。
If the one is bearing responsibility did not do this, of course the saints didn't do it.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
我们就开始了第二阶段
So we began the second stage to shepherd the saints.
当我们要鼓励圣徒们喂养的时候
So when we encourage the saints to shepherd
我们就去找主的仆人、啊、在喂养家聚会的带领
So we started to search all in the ministry how the Lord's servant
有几句话
concerning shepherding
非常刺我们的心
There was several sentences really poked my heart
第一句话
The first sentence
召会繁增的秘诀
the secret
乃是实行家聚会
The secret of increasing the church is to carry out the home meetings.
第二句话
Second sentence
说这个召会如果不实行家聚会
If the church does not do home meetings
那是主恢复的一大失败
It is a failure in the Lord's recovery.
哎呦李弟兄怎么话讲这么强、啊
why did Brother Lee say such a heavy word?
我们就开始鼓励圣徒们。
So we encourage the saints.
我自己也是开始。
And I also start.
忠信的。
faithfully.
周周啊，用另外的时间。
I use another lot of time.
尽可能的一人去喂养三个人。
So try to shepherd one person, shepherd three saints.
陪新人啊，或者这个不够稳固的圣徒们啊，陪他。
Shepherd the new one, shepherd the one that's also stable.
追求牧养的材料。
And we shepherd the shepherding materials.
一周一课。
Every week one lesson.
那感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
现在我们的召会生活，家聚会的，不是传福音的是110人。
So the one preaching gospel is 110.
我们家聚会的是320人。
So the one went out and shepherd is 320.
当然这是服侍的人连同陪的人。
So this increase the one who is shepherding and the ones being shepherded.
主日是280多，家聚会已经超过主日聚会。
So the Lord says 287. So
那底下我要讲一件事。
Fast number.
底下我要讲一件事。
So I want to say another thing.
弟兄姊妹，你同意不同意这样的结构？教会一定会繁增。
Do you agree that if we carry out by this structure, the church will increase?
你同意不同意
？Do you agree or not?
以前呢、啊，我们认为教会繁增呢很不容易。
Before we thought that the increase, the church increase is very hard.
但是现在啊，周周40%人出去。
But now, 40% saints go out.
周周320个人在家庭的聚会。
And 320 saints are in the home meetings.
然后还有小排。
Then there's group meeting.
然后还有主日聚会。
Then there's a meeting on the Lord's table.
在这种的结构下，教会怎么会不会繁增的呢？
So under the structure, there's no way the church would not increase.
那重要的还不是繁增的问题。
So the most important thing is not about just.
重要的是人人尽功用的问题。
Is that every saint need to function?
你一定要早年说，如果人人都传福音。
So probably in the early days, say if everyone
was shepherding, 如果人人都来喂养圣徒。
And probably added that everybody would go shepherd.
在主的恢复里就不会有失落的。
So there will not be anyone left out in the Lord's recovery.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
今天晚上
，So tonight，
我就简短的分享我个人的见证。
So I briefly fellowship my testimony tonight.
我个人的心得。
This is what I have learned so far.
那目前呢，感谢主呢，因着我们学习这样做
，And because we have learned to practice this way，
慢慢呢，台湾的众召会都觉得应该这样做。
So gradually, all the churches in Taiwan also realize they need to do this.
有走得快的，有走得慢的。
Of course, some is slow, and but some is fast.
目前我们都在这个水流中。
We are all in this flow.
坚定持续实行神命定的路。
Steadfastly to carry out God's ordained way.
那今天晚上呢，我也在这里分享给大家。
So today, I'd like to share with you.
鼓励在芝加哥的召会。
Encourage all the churches in Chicago.
除了七八十岁的。
Excluding those who are 70, 80.
在家里来为着。召会的行动多有祷告。
那 you stay home and pray for the increase of.
这个就是李弟兄到台湾带的。
So this is what Brother Lee went to Taiwan to carry out.
那时候他不过是80岁的人。
So at that time he was 80 years old.
他也没有出来。
And he didn't go out.
他说了，年长的就不要了。
He said the elder ones do not go out.
当然你年长，你觉得你很刚强。
Of course, if you feel you have strength, you can go out. Yeah.
这另当别论。
This is not a story.
原则上年长的就不必了。
But in principle, the
所有年轻的圣徒，我们要拿起这个负担。
But all the other younger saints, we need to take up the responsibility.
坚定持续。
To steadfastly.
走下去。
To walk, take this way.
主的恢复啊。不仅会带进人数的繁增
，The Lord's recovery will not only bring the increase，
更重要的是带进人人进功用
，But most importantly, everyone can function，
来建造基督生基督
，To build up the body of Christ。
阿门吧
，You are amen。
真的阿门吗
？Really？
请这个芝加哥教会啊，吹吹号。
So you need to blow the horn。
那个可能你们先从啊这个福音开始。
Start with the gospel.
我们是福音做了5年了。
We practiced the gospel for 5 years.
才开始做家聚会。
Then start practicing the home
meeting. 现在我们两个都做了。
Now we do both.
这个感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
就鼓励在芝加哥地区，不仅在执事的说话上。
I encourage the saints in Chicago not only enter into the ministry speaking.
在新路的带领上。
But also in the carry on the new way.
也能够紧紧跟随。
That we will also follow closely.
愿主祝福弟兄们。
May the Lord bless you.